So, I'm here with JJ.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for talking to me.
No problem. I
met you because we're in the funk band together.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Soul Magnets. And I saw him wearing just a PAX shirt. And I was like, I went to PAX. And you're like, I went to all the PAX.
Yeah, I went to a few of them, definitely. Yeah.
So what do you do at PAX? Like what?
For me,
what's your story?
You know, I go to play with MC Front a lot. Mm-hmm. When his regular drummer, the Sturgenius, is not available. Uh-huh. Sturgis Cunningham, who's also a Valley resident. So whenever he can't make it, I fill in for him. And I've done the PAX Prime a couple times, and mm-hmm. I've done PAX Australia a couple times, and I've done Anime Boston with him.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, and for me, the PAXs are just a lot of good people watching.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see all the costumes and, you know, just a section of humanity I don't see very often.
Yeah.
So, and everyone's really cool and having a great time, and obviously checking out the newest and the latest video and board games and role-playing games.
Role-playing games, like just all the conferences and like the meetups.
Yeah, there's panels. Like Frontalot does 3 or 4 panels while he's there, so he's always, you know, somebody that they tap for the nerdcore panels and that kind of thing. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
As you guys can hear, there's people in the background. We're outside. We're just about to do a gig, actually. So.
Yeah. Our first time at the Root Cellar in Greenfield.
Yeah. What is the Root Cellar? They're just opening now, right?
Yeah. This is my first time being here. I know that our friend Dan Richardson kind of set up the sound system down mm-hmm. there, but it's a new place that, you know, trying to get it going. I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, PAX. One thing I always tell people is I went to the PAX East like when they first opened, and it was
sure.
the best thing that I saw there was they had a hallway like that cut with tons of cushions and
yeah.
the bean bags, the
oh,
handheld
definitely.
Alley.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was
people
like,
just camp out there.
Yeah, and they were like doing Pokemon battles and everything like that.
Yeah.
This was when Soul Silver came out. I don't know if you play Pokemon or not.
I don't, but
so it had this little pedometer.
Mm-hmm.
You put your Pokemon in it, you take it along, and then like each step was an experience point. If you ran into someone else with it, you could do an infrared thing.
Oh wow.
And exchange like gifts and you get something.
Sure.
This dude was going up and down the hallway. Pokemon,
really?
Pokewalker. He got like 15, 20 people.
Oh, wow.
Insane. But it's just like the chillest place.
I mean, it's a trip. I've never, you know, the first time, my very first show with Frontalot was at PAX Prime
mm-hmm.
in Seattle, and we did, Sturgis was playing drums, and I got to play percussion, and, you know, we're in front of 1,500 people or so, and they're... Everybody knows, most people know the words,
yeah.
and we're projected onto this big screen, and
right.
it's all just a big, you know, big room, and just a whole, that was my first experience. I was nervous as hell, but it was a whole lot of fun, and from that point on, I did 3 weeks of a U.S. tour with him down the east, the west coast, through the south, and then up the west coast, up the east coast.
So how is it playing nerdcore? Like that, you know.
Well, you know, it's nerdcore, you know, in so much as the lyrics,
right.
but the band is real funky, very groovy. You know, there's bass, keys, and drums,
mm-hmm.
And Frontalot singing, and the keyboard player does some singing as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's real funky. When Frontalot asked me to do it, or you know, started sending me material, he was like, "If Devo met Stevie Wonder," you know, kind of groovy but quirky.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and his band is slamming. You know, his band is just top notch guys. They're all really killer musicians.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun to just step in and play these songs that. I would tell people, like, you know, the first 4 or 5 rows of people at the show know every single word.
Definitely.
And it's amazing because there's a lot of words in his stuff, you know. So it's pretty impressive to see everybody word for word right with him. And
it's crazy when that shit happens.
One show in Seattle, we were playing at a smaller room, and there was a guy right up front. And Frontalot had to kind of stop in between songs and go, "Listen, I love that you know all my words, but you're kind of throwing me because you're right in my face singing the same thing I am, and I can't really hear you, but at the same time I can." And it was, you know, the guy was really respectful about it. And But he wasn't one of the people that show up. There are certain people that show up at gigs that dress like him. They put on a bald cap. They put, have the nerd tie and the short sleeve shirt, pencil protect, you know, pocket protector and all that. And that's pretty weird because some of them really look just like him.
So, Frontalot cosplayers.
Exactly, exactly. There's been a few that I've seen.
I wish I could say I was surprised.
Oh man, you know, you had mentioned a while back, like, you know, the daddy of nerdcore, and that's you know, he's got such a great reputation, and he's been doing it for such a long time that you know, people come out, and it's really nice to see.
I first heard from him from Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they, because he did their theme song.
Exactly.
You know, I still listen to that, and actually, I can play it right now.
Now, let's begin to type some words.
Yo, when I hit it, I hit L, shift, O to the quote, and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. I hit L, shift, O to the quote, and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. I hit L, shift, O to the quote, and then
strike up this band of nebbishes who cultivate nebulous fetishes. The FPS, RPG, or MM Pog. Any obsession to blather over by blog or BBS. Step and possess, home thy geekishness. Your frame rate and frags today both impress. And yes, your affinity for a certain sight of some amusement. A classically adorned pog or a fun where you let loose pent up set pieces to partake of flicker dramas. Get you branded a sniper bitch or rocket mama humper. Damn, dude, they said you're cheating, but with coins in hand, you got more game than Will Wheaton. When's the MC about to get funny? I'm losing patience. Wanna know how the pants contain one wang and two neck stations in a tandy hall where he plays whack-a-mole with the toilet paper. Front a lot can rock the PA song at the lowest common denominator. Not as a hater of culture or a lacquer in class, but an expert at math, accounting how the penny arcade owns your ass.
L shift O to the quote and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. I hit L shift O to the quote and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler. I hit L shift O to the quote and then dollar. If you know the dir of the nerdcore rhyme, you holler.
Was the Penny Arcade theme song?
Nice.
Have you like listened to that a lot? Or
yeah,
like,
all the PAXes that we've done.
You've done that one.
We've done that song.
Yeah.
And we do it in a different way each time. One of the, you know, it was like a very popular kind of crappy song that was on the. You put da 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 da. It was like a big hit song back there. I wish I could remember a couple years ago, but we did it in that style.
Oh, that's awesome.
They've done the Penny Arcade theme in so many different styles. Sometimes it's like a Katy Perry song that they just superimpose the lyrics, but then it's a Katy Perry song. He seems to like to change it up each PAX just to keep it variety.
Also, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, you know, we have that one rehearsal a day before the gig, and we just cram all that stuff into it and then come out and play. On that last one, I played like some bongos and just played a beat, and it was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So thanks for talking to me.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you like, where can we find like your stuff, or like where can we find you like online? Or
You know, I keep a fairly I seem to get around and play with just about anybody who asks. So you know, I'm
anybody
on the Facebook and all that kind of stuff, but I keep a lowish profile if I can. You know, my email address is some guy on drums, so it's, you know, it's something that I like to keep a little bit of anonymity. But they I didn't. One thing that you might find interesting was that when I came on board to play with Frontalot, the first couple rehearsals we were down in New York, and they said to me, well, you have to come up with your nerd name. You have to have a name.
Well, yeah.
And so I was racking my brain for the longest time. I mean, they have Black Lotus on bass, and obviously MC Frontalot, yeah. And G Minor 7, the keyboard player, you know, like all these, they have these different names, and I was stumped. And finally, Frontalot was asking me, so what is there something that you're really nerdy about? Like you start explaining things to people. And the only thing I could really come up with is that I played baseball my entire life, went to college. Mm-hmm. And so I started explaining to them how when you go down to Florida, I grew up in Maine, so when you go down to Florida for spring training, everybody's tan. Right. So when a pitcher lets go of the ball, as he's coming up to throw the ball, you can either see the white part of his underarm or you see the tan part of his forearm.
So you can...
And that tells you whether it's a curveball or a fastball. And so my nickname in the Frontalot family is Curveball.
Nice.
Well. At first they were like, sports, I don't know. But, you know, I started to, you know, the Bernoulli principle as far as the physics of how a curveball curves and different things.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, you know, I can talk at length about it because I spend most of my life either playing drums or playing baseball, so...
Well, Curveball.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Jean-René. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.